You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Hello, what's up? Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz After Show right here in the studio, and we're going to talk about Basketball Wives Season number 4, episode number 7. Before we do all of that and break it down, let's say who we are. We want you in on the conversation, of course, 424-256-1729. What's up, you guys? Basketball Wives, my name is Ronnie Jr. Next to me, I have the spiciest woman, I used to say on the West Coast, but just the spiciest woman around, Spicy Maricela Ferguson, hanging out.
We have
the creator of HollyHoops.net, creator, CEO, she's the boss dog of HollyHoops.net, Rebecca Prince.
Hi, guys.
Which melts entertainment and sports.
Entertainment, sports, reality.
So you talking about Basketball Wives makes sense. And of course, we have with the new segment, Fallon's Top 5 Quotes of the Night, Fallon Mercedes of Fallon, what's the website called?
FallonLauren.com.
FallonLauren.com. That's not your middle name. That's just another one of our friends, yeah. Lauren Turner, who always gives us the Beyond the Drama report, because you guys know on this show, it's a lot of drama, and Lauren finds the good in people, so it's really tough with this show sometimes.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Somehow she manages to do it, though.
Yeah, and Lauren always finds the positive stuff in Basketball Wives, this crazy reality show. So here's the thing. So we'll talk with Lauren soon as well. Episode number 7, and every other reality show, they always have a title of the episode. For some reason, Basketball Wives does not have titles, which is funny because... which is funny because we do so much work in television here at AfterBuzz, so I see the titles on other shows, and they're really funny. It's like, oh, this hooker said, yada, yada. These are the titles of these shows, like on Bravo or MTV or whatever. So I was like, asking the ladies here, I was like, episode 7, what should we call today?
Bitches and Bottles.
So that sums up what today was about.
And
I love how if you're not following the show, just in a couple episodes, so much changes. Right now, the meat and the potatoes of today's episode is all Kenya and Evelyn, and we'll get to that as we go. But first, we start off with Kenya, Evelyn, Tammy, Susie, and the rooftop, which, you know, was pretty much from last episode.
Yeah, they sort of lead in, you know, they obviously wrapped up last week with them on the rooftop, and Keisha sort of leaving after, you know, spilling the beans that Kenya isn't so innocent. And then the girls are just kind of there. I think Evelyn and Tammy are just still trying to figure out Kenya, because she talks in circles, and basically no one can get a clear feel. So they're still up there feeling out the situation. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that left the biggest impression was apparently her kitten heels. So who knows?
Yeah, those were a pretty serious discussion. Everybody was hating on the kitten
heels. I have a good quote for that coming up.
Oh, okay. I like that you do that with these quotes, because this show gives
there's a lot. There's so much. Like, you have to just... Yeah. Stop and rewind and listen. It's classic. Evelyn, she is the quote queen of the show.
Yeah.
She really gives us so much material to laugh about.
Either like, her or Tammy, they drop sound bites. Oh, you guys, I mean, I'm not sure if you're going to do this in the news, but Tammy was...
Oh, yes. Was
you're going to break that down? Oh, okay. Well, we'll break down something that went on with Tammy, and the only reason I even somewhat bring it up now is because these women put themselves through a lot. And in Rebecca's Holly Hoops news report, I guess we're going to hear more about that. So the rooftop, Susie is just there. She really never has anything to contribute.
Susie was actually there. Susie walked Keisha out because Keisha was clearly over the whole situation.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to fight with Kenya. She was over it. She said her piece and was out. So Susie walked her out, but then Susie made a point of going back because she wanted to be there. She doesn't trust Kenya, obviously. She thinks Kenya's crazy. So she wanted to be there to hear kind of how Kenya was going to continue to spin this to Evelyn and Tammy. So she was kind of going there to be like, listen, I'm going to keep track. You know, her and Keisha are cool
now.
Don't
you feel like there's an obvious dislike from, like, Susie does not care for Kenya whatsoever because she is doing whatever she can to kind of
Susie also wants to be on the good team. She doesn't want to be on the losers team. That's always for sure.
I mean, but I don't think, you know, with Susie, though, Susie will try and, like, mend bridges like we saw her kind of trying to have, you know, Royce. She's prodding Royce to kind of make up with Jennifer. So
she said it's about time for you guys to make
Susie
up now.
Definitely, she likes to sort of, you know, all these ladies apparently like to be mediators, which we talked about last week.
Even Evelyn, which was
even
a shock.
Evelyn,
but I love the way Evelyn, real quick, I love the way Evelyn said, okay, when Keisha left, okay, yeah, thanks for coming, but goodbye. Like, it was like a business meeting. Like, thank you for showing up. Like, it is.
These ladies' business is drama. So if there's an issue on the table, let's sit down and let's hash it
thanks
out.
Thanks for coming.
You know?
We'll see ya.
The only thing missing is, like, it's like if you had a meeting in real life, you're in a boardroom or a conference room.
That's what
these
it feels
ladies
like.
Are at a fancy restaurant all the time.
And there's always alcohol.
That's their conference. That's their conference room. They've got mojitos on deck, and they're just ready to hash out the drama.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it they really love, though. I mean, it is kind of cool to – I mean, they have money. You know, they're obviously basketball wives, but – kind of cool, even though there's dramatic stuff they have to go through. Like, you're on camera. Maybe some of them are wives, so they're, like, in a shadow. So I feel like they do yearn for it. Not all of them, but this particular
group. You think they yearn
group.
For the drama?
I think they're okay with putting themselves through it because it is, like, you get to go to these fly restaurants. You get to...
Well, that's the veterans do. I don't think the new girls... really like this.
Yeah, I think Kenya's enjoying her
Keisha's
experience
like,
thus far.
I'm getting up from this going on right here. I'm not part of this.
I don't think we've seen a reality star like Keisha in a while where she's just okay with not causing drama. She's actually, you would probably know more, but it does seem like she's okay with, if I don't bring drama and if they don't bring me back, oh well.
You know, she seems like the most genuine on the show. She means the most real. Like, I think some of the girls, they've been tainted by reality. They've already done a season, so they know what it is. Okay, if I bring more drama, that's more ratings for the show, that's more money or whatever it is.
Yeah.
For Keisha, I think she wanted to probably try something new in her life. Again, she said she has a business that she wants to promote. So I think she has other motives than to start drama. So I think that's why she doesn't find it funny.
We talk about that on the Jersey Shore after show, what the difference is, like, why did Polly get a spinoff and then, you know, the other ones didn't, or why some of them, you know, do sort of ridiculous things. Well, at the end of the day, Polly has his DJ, you know, career that he's trying to push. So I think when you have something else, like Keisha has the dance company, you're not forcing yourself.
I disagree because you have Evelyn who
should we shout at each other too?
Has a book, you know, but I'm just saying, like, in reality TV, as much as it's real, in quotes, because it's not. But, you know, as real as it is, each person still, there's a character. You create a character. You have a brand.
Right.
You're branding yourself within this. Like, Evelyn has used her, like, crazy, hot-headed, you know, brand. I mean, she had, you know, she had her boutique in Miami when she first started the show. Now she has a book deal. Now, you know, she has all these other things that are going on. So it's like, I don't know if it's necessarily because, you know, she contributes most of the drama and she still is, like, you know, doing her thing on the side. But it's really about the brand. And Keisha's brand, the brand that she's trying to stay true to, is that she's, you know, she's no drama. Well, she's just kind of drama-free.
Like, I think in addition to that, because I'm agreeing with you, I don't think it's so much the career aspirations, even though everybody goes on television, you're going on TV, so you definitely want some attention. But I think that Keisha doesn't yearn for group approval. Mm-hmm. I think that she's the only person who isn't, I'm trying to be in the in crowd. She's just, like, normally seems like she would want to have friends, but if she doesn't, hey, keep the party going.
Yeah, I mean...
Whereas Kenya is... thirsty. I keep saying it. She wants to be liked, not just by the basketball wives, but by America, and
she's
it's not working.
She's this year's Mika Claxton. She wants to be in the circle, but it is not happening.
I can't determine who I don't like more, Mika or Kenya.
Oh,
I think it's got to be Kenya because we're watching it now. Like, we're watching it unfold. So you're, like, on the edge of your seat. Like, is she really that ridiculous?
Well, because I didn't think, like, last year I didn't think Mika, like, was that, you know, she wasn't that crazy. Like, I don't think Tammy,
she wasn't
and then,
crazy at all.
I don't think Tammy gave her a fair shot. Like, so that whole drama started on its own. But, like Mika wasn't acting crazy. She wasn't acting out of character. Like, she was kind of doing her own thing. But she she was making more of an effort to try and be liked, which, I mean, I also don't think that's the worst thing to, like, want to make new friends. But, like, when it's a group like this, there's a fine line between, like, wanting to make new friends and then, like, just kind of being like, you know, like Evelyn said today to Kenya at the end of the show, like, her weave is starting to look like Tammy.
Yeah.
She wants to look like Jennifer. Like, you don't.
Wants to be like Jennifer,
you
could, too.
You need to maintain your individuality.
Right.
And still, you know, because if you have, if you hang out with, I don't know, I always say this, if each of your friends was exactly the same, that would be a boring ass group of friends. You know, like, each person has to bring something different.
Well, look at Keisha's video. I mean, not Keisha, I'm sorry. Kenya's videos. Look at her music video. She's not trying to be original by any means whatsoever. She is an imitation of whatever she sees.
Yeah.
And,
it's true.
And it's unraveling
itself. It's a bootleg version of everything she sees.
It's not a good knockoff.
It's the poor man's version.
Yeah, she's...
It's like the Canastri version.
She's trying, and her business effort, it's there. She's making an attempt. But no one has as much business savviness as Shawnee, because anything Shawnee does, she makes it look extravagant. And even for her daughter. She gave her daughter a really nice Los Angeles birthday.
And can I say, she you could tell she's a CEO in charge. She was like, okay, I'm going to make my appearance, but it's going to be family oriented. It's going to be no drama. I'm going to look good. But I can say this, like, it's nice to see that her kids were on the show. You know, a lot of these girls,
that
don't
see
like
it.
Yeah, we don't know what Susie's kids look like.
Yeah, well, the only thing with that is, you know, sometimes it is a little bit too much.
To protect the kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't say anything's bad that Susie doesn't ever show them, but Susie don't even talk about them.
Yeah,
which is
exactly.
Weird.
You're like,
I feel like
kids
Susie
are a big part of your life.
So then
you don't even mention them in conversation.
Yeah. And I feel like these women are showing themselves. This is supposed to be their real lives. Well, if you have children, that's part of you. You're a mother. So it's nice to see that Shawnee comes on. Okay, not only was I once a basketball wife, not only am I a CEO of this show, but I also am a mother. And this is what I love to do. I love to surprise and make my children
happy. I love to bring out mindless behavior and just make my daughter cry.
Now, that was a genuine moment. That little girl did not know that group was coming over there.
No,
and
she
you could
didn't.
Just
and evidently, they
bawling.
Are really a big deal right now.
They are. If I was her
no,
age.
They're no One Direction, though. Let's
they're no. They're, yeah, I was going to say, One Direction
no
is a little
One
more
Direction.
Popular. But they're,
One Direction
they're like
is
the
like
B2,
killing it now.
They're like the B2K of
immature right of our generation.
Yeah. But yeah, you know what's funny? Shawnee does have probably a lot more say-so on how she gets edited. But going off what you said, at the end of the day, Evelyn, even though maybe she doesn't decide what, you know, how she's portrayed, she certainly could push a certain brand, like you said. And Shawnee's probably trying to say, hey, this is my life of a basketball wife and a mother. And she has a future in this,
they
in this
only
industry.
They can use what you give them.
Exactly.
So if you're giving them the material to make you or paint you in a negative light, then they're going to use
what
they
have. While we're talking
about
Shawnee, though, can we just talk about how much that little girl looks like Shaq?
Oh, my God.
That's like the one thing you would not want to happen.
Can we just talk about that a little
that
bit?
Was cold, Ronnie.
What? She was so cute and she was so sweet. But, like, I looked at her, I was like, holy Shaq, shit, I know who her daddy is.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's no denying it whatsoever.
And what? Remind me how old she was.
She turned 10. On
10.
The show.
Okay, so she's gonna, you know, maybe she's gonna be an ugly duckling at some point. You know, is that the right word?
Ronnie,
is that
killing it?
No,
right
isn't that
the points and views of this host?
No,
are not
isn't
the
that isn't that nice though? Like ugly duckling,
black swan.
What does ugly duckling mean? It means they're beautiful later. It's just not right now.
No, is that? I think
ugly duckling.
I think if you look at the bigger picture, but when you think ugly duckling, that's not.
I think he means.
Black Swan. Yeah,
that's
Black
Swan.
Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me, Maricela.
That was Ronnie.
Yeah, I know, and Shawnee is in Los Angeles, so. No, I mean, you're right, that wasn't the best comment. But, you know, she's probably, you know, nicely, you know.
We can't talk about the kids.
She's good in
not
school.
Not when the cameras are on.
Yeah, she's good in school.
She's going to play basketball because she's
she's
a tall little girl.
How about that concert, though, when they shouted out her at the concert? Wasn't that really sweet? And you know Shawnee probably made that happen.
Yeah.
But that's a power player right there.
Well,
and I have to say, Shawnee was talking about how, you know, you need to bring your earplugs to a concert like that because they were part of the Scream Tour, which is the name, and all the little girls there can scream. And after working the Kids' Choice Awards this past Saturday, let me tell you, earplugs are your best friend when you're around young children and pop stars. It's crazy. I've never heard people scream that loud in my life.
I'm surprised we didn't see Shaq at his daughter's party. Like,
He's not coming on the show.
How's that work?
Yeah, but I feel like that's his daughter's party. You feel like
well, maybe that's one of his daughter's parties.
When they're not filming, then Shaq gets his time.
I'm sure they had several parties for her.
You know, I think they co-parent together, but I don't think she's like, hey, boo, like, come on my show that I got after I get divorced you. And yeah, I'm making a bunch of paper off of. But she always... he was on the show last week. He was at, or not last week.
Oh, at her dinner, at her birthday. Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of airtime, but... her little boo thing was there.
But yeah. Shaq seems to always be supportive. That's what it seems like from Shawnee.
That she's supportive in interviews?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And that's a funny thing because in every Shawnee...
Yeah, that was after he sued her, accusing her of stealing money.
And every...
Everybody's
he's
losing.
Really supportive.
Every Shawnee interview, that question probably gets asked. So she probably has a way to answer it to make it sound
it's the same thing,
harmonious,
though, like,
you know?
When you talk to Keisha and you ask her, like, what does Richard think about you doing the show? Mm-hmm. It's not
he's
about
supportive.
You know,
I'm sure
it's not about Richard, but you consistent. Know, for her, it was like I had the conversation with him that I'm doing the show, and I acknowledge that if he wasn't in my life, you know, I wouldn't have this opportunity. And I think, you know, they probably have the same thing, but I don't think Shaq and Shawnee are like talking about, oh, you're doing so well with this. Like, this is not a show that
you've used my name
or,
to get, yeah, to
you know,
get on.
With the exception of Doug Christie, most athletes who are involved or were involved and Ocho with these ladies don't, you know, they don't want to be tied to it. And last week I told you about that football player who, in his court documents, is like having a no
a
basketball
clause,
wife clause.
That is
like,
a shame when you,
you know,
have to add that.
It's
he's like, I'll
more,
pay you
though.
$6,000 like a month, but. No basketball wives for you. And you know VH1 pays more, so that's kind of a bad deal for
me. I'm
just saying. They're using their name in order to get famous. They're using, you know, their likeness in order to create a career for themselves.
Jennifer certainly did. I still don't like Jennifer as much as the rest of you. But anyway, Keisha's friend was in town. Takara was the name, correct?
Shakara.
I'm just throwing out names. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Shakara was in town because Keisha basically felt like she needed to prove that she wasn't a liar to these ladies. Mm-hmm. And when Kenya apparently called Evelyn loose, Shakara was there, and she brought her in town to kind of, you know, further throw Kenya under the bus because Kenya just won't own up to it. She won't fess up to it. Her best response is she doesn't remember, which
is crazy. Such a lie. Like, that's the best you have is I can't remember.
I mean, to me, either I said it or I didn't say it. I can't remember. To me, that just makes you look
that
guilty.
That means there's a possibility
the,
I said it.
Yeah, the only know? Defense
it
for,
means I said it.
The only defense for Kenya, and this, I'm not a Kenya fan, of course, but like the only defense for her is those two, like Evelyn and Tammy, just being so aggressive with you. Maybe you do get a little shaken up. Do we not at all? Or any of you guys, you still?
I told you I was over Kenya.
No, I am too. But...
Episode one. No, she is digging. She's digging her own grave. She's digging her own grave, and she's running in circles around it. Like,
and she throws people under the bus.
Yeah. And then she tried to throw Keisha's friend Shakara under the bus. Like, well, you were there too. You said something about all the girls. She was like, I didn't call anybody loose. Like,
yeah, she was like, I was giving my opinion, but I didn't call them a hoe. Like,
you
so,
know, yeah.
But every opportunity she gets, she's going to try to take someone down with her. Mm. And she just has been just a nasty person on the show. We haven't seen anything likable about her. And I'm sorry, I like Keisha, so the fact that
we're
you're doing
that
Keisha, the fact that you're doing that to her and
get t-shirts.
I already had a problem with her when she was laughing at the fact that Evelyn and Tammy were like going in on her at that dinner and she didn't have her back. So all's fair in love and war.
And you know what's interesting is that I know she knows she's digging herself in a hole because she is latching on to Jen for the life of her. Like, okay,
she's
well,
the mini Jen,
exactly. Yeah. They don't really like Jen. There's some problems there. So let me get on Jen's good side so I can at least have a team.
And she knows that Jen will probably say, oh, yep, them girls are crazy.
Like, Jen did. Jen's like, well, we're going through a divorce, so we relate to one another. You know, it's like there's always that little common thread.
I think that
if Jen and Evelyn were cool, she would not be hanging out
with
her.
No. I think that's what's good
about
this many girls on this particular season because it adds for so many different, like, you know, this team and that team. Everyone's kind of like, I don't know. There's
a bunch of, you know, it's evolved into separate little cliques.
Versus last year, it was like all of them.
Not a big circle.
It's like
now,
high school.
Smaller.
These are the mean girls.
Yeah. It's a little more interesting because when it was Mika out of the circle, it's like, okay, she's either in it or she's out of it, and that was it. Now we have a lot of Susie type people that, you know, say hello to this group and say hello to this group and throw the words back and forth, which is a little more interesting. So you guys said the episode number 7 should be called Bitches and Bottles. And then we certainly figure how that even comes about because Kenya and Evelyn, it really becomes another sit down, another fancy dinner.
It's always a sit down.
But Evelyn throwing bottles and everything.
And,
I mean,
yes. And alcohol. Let's say alcohol.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Keisha brought her girl into town, wanted to clear it all up. That's also the thing that I find funny about, like, these situations. It's because, like, when you first like sit down with your girlfriends at dinner, even if you have like issues, like I wouldn't be like, okay, Mari, so I need to talk to you about
this. 4 seconds, yeah.
This is what's been going on, and I need to know if you said this. Like, I would let her, like,
sit, get both cheeks on the
hey,
on the chair.
How you
yeah.
doing? What's been going on?
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it was
okay. Now let's address
way.
The well, elephant in the room.
Yeah,
and two,
it could
they'll
be.
Say
yeah.
cut. We want you to say that just like that, but just one more time with a little bit more energy. They'll have you retake what you just said. So it was authentic maybe the first time, but after three takes, it's not authentic anymore.
Yeah.
It's definitely staged.
But so, it, you know, she brought her to town. Kenya came to dinner looking like she just got off work and it was going to happy
Why
hour.
Was she in
I'm
this
like,
black dress?
She, straight
she looked
up
a little
to look
older.
She looked like,
when we don't know,
she looked
we don't
like
know.
She was leaving her executive assistant position at Merrill Lynch, and she was like coming for like a cocktail to unwind.
Yeah, when we don't
but
know
always
her
looked
age.
She wanted to be
well,
professional.
She's
maybe she was going to this hearing that she this trial right. that she was about to go.
Yeah, it was a trial.
That's
true.
That's what she needed to
look
prepare
presentable.
For.
Let me.
I like that.
I thought she was trying to wear something maybe non-threatening to the ladies because she thinks that everybody's jealous of her.
Yeah, she didn't want
to
seem flashy. She wanted to seem professional.
What on, when she was I saying wonder, that, I was like, oh, you're crazy.
She is.
What is there to be jealous of? It's not your talent. It's not your looks. It's definitely not your money. I mean, what was there to be jealous of?
I wonder
not
if
her
she
personality.
Has
not her personality.
Her glowing personality.
I wonder if she has friends.
Probably.
Well, she had an entourage of how many when they went
oh,
to that club
true.
Initially.
Yes, but those, friends and yes people are like,
those are
they're
probably,
very
yeah.
different.
Those are people,
different
her
things.
Friends right now are people that just want to be on camera with her, probably, if we really think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why else would you bring seven people to look at a club
that,
yeah.
that you don't want to pay
that
for?
That don't have any money, yeah.
Exactly.
I like
our contributing opinion.
I like how the drama is even so based off, you know, oh, because when Keisha was telling her friend on the beach, oh, what is it that, you know, initially got us to be, you know, ugly with Kenya? What was the problem? She was like, oh, it was, you know, with the music video or whatever. I don't think it was really initially just that, but everything has certainly built off that first, you know, differences of opinions with Keisha and Kenya and that music.
I think that was it,
You think that's only
because,
it?
Well, I feel like that was what started it. That's
yeah.
what ignited
well,
the fire.
Well, Keisha rubbed Kenya the wrong way, and then Kenya just made every effort to kind of...
Well, I don't
no.
think Keisha believed in her. I think she was honest about that and telling
well,
her
that... Well,
she
just said she didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, she
it's
doesn't
like,
want to work with her. And
you know,
I think Kenya got her feelings hurt and then from that point on had to bust her out at the meeting in front of everybody saying that
try
she's...
Try and make her look
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when it just snowballed
yeah,
effect.
Yeah, she wanted to get her jabs. Then when she realized, oh, Tammy and them aren't feeling Keisha, let me, you know... Let me make my little nudges and see how this will take it a little bit further.
Because she was bitter about something that personally happened between them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she tried to jump on the bandwagon. And then everybody just happened to turn around and hate her.
And, you know, as much as Kenya was upset about Keisha talking about, you know, her music video, we see in the next episode that, you know, well, that's my other thing, is Tammy is apparently an A&R now. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
But
she thinks because she has kids in the music industry that she...
But they're not doing nothing.
Exactly.
That's
even
what
that,
I'm saying.
Even that last
they
season was interesting. Yeah.
You need
yes.
more.
Remember last
their
season,
manager.
Yeah.
They're like, no, she, mom, I'm all set.
I love Tammy, but she needs more people. You can't just like, I can't pick up and be like, you know what, I'm going to be an A&R today. I'm going to put this whole album together and this whole person's look just because I think I know what looks
just,
good.
I'm still a little iffy with Tammy. I love Tammy is like
but
one of my
glam,
favorites.
Her glam squad calls Kenya out next week because Kenya's like,
but,
shows the video and she says,
and
how
know,
many people have you showed this to? That's a bad question.
Yeah, it looked like it was negative.
That's a loaded question right there.
Do we know how credible her glam squad is? Because I'm a little
no,
iffy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know when she became an A&R and who these people are
because
that are like building Kenya.
I realize people behind the scenes sometimes don't look as great, you know, aesthetically on camera or whatnot, but her glam squad looks a little iffy. I mean, I'm sure I look a little iffy, but my point is I just want
but
a little more.
You're not claiming to have a glam squad.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not a glamorous, you know, like what?
I'm
know?
Thinking, isn't she a representative for like hair products or weave?
She's got a weave line.
Yeah,
but that's
I'm thinking
not her...
maybe that's her glam squad no. for her weave.
Yeah.
No, they have like a company called
great,
like
though.
Diva Glam Squad or something. Like that's an actual company
you know what?
Name.
And I think it's good that she is trying to do this because obviously she can't do this dramatic stuff forever. Her heart's just going to give out, you know? So maybe
good
if
point.
She moves, maybe if she moves into the, no, I say it with love, of course, but if she moves into the A&R stuff, maybe that's what she needs to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but you know, you don't. Just like an A&R job is like
oh hard to get yes
you know it's one of the best jobs in the music industry and it's like you have to have talent you have to be able to scout talent and mm-hmm. hear talent and recognize talent and want to build talent. It's not just a job. Like I know people who like interned for years and like worked as assistant for years to be able to like be an A&R. Like you can't just wake up one morning and go, you know what, I'm on Basketball Wives, I got a weave line,
but I think
and
that's
now
what
I'm
she's
gonna...
thinking
especially
yeah,
since the record industry
yeah.
is just getting smaller and smaller. How many jobs are they cutting anyway? So
I mean, Yeah, I used to work at a label. It's not a good place to be at this point.
They ax a lot of people.
It's tough. It's a tough business. Internet changed the game.
Yeah.
Well, is she contributing to Royce's play or her career at all?
No,
Royce.
Yeah, Royce is doing her separate stuff, her little
hip-hop.
Royce's weave video. This episode looks so good.
I see you, Royce.
Okay, so we discovered that Royce is not the cutest girl on the show, right? But I was talking to somebody. No,
oh my
it's
God.
Okay.
Ronnie is throwing ugly jabs.
I am known for the compliment diss, because there's a compliment. There's a compliment coming here.
So you and Kenya would have a lot in common.
Oh, don't say that!
With Evelyn. Oh. She was trying to compliment her and say they had a lot in common, but she was not a loose hoe.
Right.
Exactly.
We have a lot in common, except you're a hoe. What? Come on, Kenya. Okay, well, let me finish my compliment diss. Not like Kenya at all. I was talking to somebody. I was like, you realize that Royce isn't the cutest girl on the show. We get that. God, it doesn't sound good anytime I say it, but I will try. However, if you really look at her, she looks just like Lark Voorhees of Saved by the Bell. And Lark Voorhees was very good looking.
No. So,
I wouldn't say just like.
Yeah, you just compared Royce to Lisa Turtle?
Yes.
You're not saying it?
No one's saying that?
No, not Lisa.
Yes.
No, Lisa
I'm
Turtle.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I got to interject.
Hell no.
Please do.
No way does she look like
that.
I can see what Ronnie's thinking. I mean, because they almond eyes,
no,
but
I can see it a
Ronnie,
little.
Need glasses?
She was beautiful.
I feel like he just totally disrespected Lisa Turtle.
I did not know her.
I agree.
Lark Voorhees hasn't been brought up in
Lisa
quite some
Turtle
time.
Lisa Turtle is more beautiful, yes, but they could be cousins.
I didn't say Royce and Stacey Dash. If I would have said Stacey Dash and Royce, I would have, you know, expected the criticism. But like, Lark Voorhees is very good looking, but Royce looks like her cousin.
No? Stop saying that.
Blasphemy.
I'm not going to say it no more because Paul will cut us off completely. So let's not
do
that.
You know, when Paul starts to interject, it's a serious, serious issue right here.
Yeah, no, Paul's watched most of the other seasons, but hasn't seen the craziness of these two new girls, which really, it's not Keisha, but it is Kenya. This show, man, though, so, so good.
Hey, we have someone calling in. Do you
let's
talk to
them.
Okay,
Basketball Wives, After Buzz, After Show, what's up?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz Basketball Wives.
I'm sure they're just nervous to tell me that Lark Voorhees looks like Royce. I'm sure it's Royce. Hello, Royce. No, I'm kidding.
Hello.
Is it a pocket dial?
Hi, this is Tatalicious calling.
We love Tatalicious. What's up, baby?
Monty Mighty is my favorite. I love her.
Okay.
That is a friend. Who's a basketball wife fan.
What'd you think of tonight's episode?
I didn't watch it yet, but I do want to make a comment.
Go.
After watching it later. I think Royce's character is a little more likable this season. Do you guys agree?
I do.
I agree.
Yeah, she's playing it cool.
I used to think she was just really annoying and thirsty, but I just feel like she has good character. You know, she stood up to Evelyn. She stood up to the mean girls, and now she's, like, on her own, and she has her own friends, and she really seems like a better person. So that's the comment I wanted to make.
Ear says otherwise.
I agree with you.
Thank you for the phone call. Here's my thing with Royce. I think she was likable last season, too. I enjoyed her last season. I didn't have an issue, so I don't think she's any more.
I feel like when she's not under the fire, that's when she's more likable.
Yeah.
You can focus on other things. Like, we see her acting. We see her, you know, trying to develop herself and find herself.
Which, in all honesty, it's a little more boring to watch. Here's my favorite Royce thing. She does not give a damn if they like her or not in that inner circle, and I just can't get over how positive that is. She's fine with it, you know.
But I also think she's like kind of taken a step out of Keisha's playbook in that she's sort of like, you know, Susie's kind of wanting to force this like reconciliation with Jen, and like I think, you know, Royce is just kind of over it. She's like, you know what, I'm not gonna feed into it anymore. I'm not gonna go to any more meetings and have any more glasses thrown at my
she
head
ain't
like
about this
these,
life.
She's boardroom meetings.
She's over it, you know. She's like, all right, we're not gonna resolve it, so that's what it is. We're not resolving it, and I'm just gonna move on about my business.
Yeah. And she does the
play. Because if she didn't, she would be driving herself nuts the way Kenya is, who's thirsty to get in there.
So because we didn't really get into the fight, which is like the big part, because I know we have to kind of wrap up.
And we do appreciate the phone call. If you want to get in on the conversation, it is 424-256-1729. And while I say that, all of us battle L.A. traffic and work very hard to get down here and recap this show. So the only favor we want you guys to do for us also is go on our iTunes page and comment and rate the show. You know,
and call us.
You know, Rebecca. Rebecca over here, she's doing her thing with Wire Image, and she's got her own website. And, you know, Fallon's giving us the five quotes. Spicy Madi does about 15 shows here at AfterBuzz. We all work really hard. So our thing is, like, you know, stay in touch with us and interact. I know some of you guys have done that on YouTube, but we really want our iTunes fans to show some support, too. All right, Rebecca, what were you thinking?
Okay, so, yeah, we'll just get into the meat of the whole episode.
And which potatoes.
It was really, you know, it was the showdown between Evelyn and Kenyon. You know, Keisha laid her cards on the table. Evelyn listened to it. She's liking what Keisha has to say these days. And then, you know, she kind of turned it over to Kenya. And that's when Kenya really just continued to play the crazy card or the the amnesia card. I don't remember what I said. And it just kept, you know, it was infuriating Evelyn. Yeah. It was like, and
you
I love
see the
Evelyn.
Vein popping out
but
of her forehead.
She smells the, like, fear in Kenya's heart. I think she can, like,
does.
Smell it.
She's
like, she's
like,
oh, I'm about to, yes. Because she was just, she was like tapping and moving and just
she
shaking.
She took the earrings out. You know when a girl takes her earrings out.
It was the shoes last episode. The earrings
back.
This episode. Something's always coming off.
Yeah.
Someone still, didn't one of you always want someone's hair to fall out or a wig or something?
Probably Kenya.
It's always Kenya's hair.
I want Kenya's weave on the floor next episode.
I do like the comical aspect of Kenya trying to have the same weave as Tammy.
And I don't know,
I loved that.
I don't know if you saw how offended Tammy was. Like, they pant, you know, because Evelyn, like, I don't think Evelyn was just going off, and I don't think Tammy was understanding, like, whoa, why are you saying that Kenya's weave looks like mine? But when she, what Evelyn was really,
Tammy Evelyn.
Well, Tammy's face, they panned to her real quick, and she was like,
of course.
My weave is better than that.
It was like an insult. You're comparing this girl to me?
I think what Tammy was feeling, totally.
But not what Evelyn meant.
Yeah,
well,
what she was saying
so
was like, you know, you're trying to be like us.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to
be like Jen.
You're trying to be like Jen. You got a weave that looks like Tammy's now, and you upgraded those bum ass kitten heels to like some lube. So
I almost want to get a somebody who, you know, is on production with this show, because I'm sure they're like, it don't even matter if they ain't talking about Tammy. Get a camera ready to go to Tammy's face. I need camera number two at Evelyn's face, because these girls get mad at air.
And can I say, we were speaking about it while we were watching the show. Evelyn does the best impersonations.
Oh,
she has
it
down.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow.
Like, she might have a second career.
Right,
so
her Tammy impression, her Jen impression earlier this
that's
year.
That's an easy one, though. Easier.
That one was so good.
I feel like if you act like an airhead, you could always imitate Jen a little
like
bit.
No, but it's like the way she talks and everything. The same way she did it with Tammy. She really, like, she nails
people. Yeah, she'll
she's good
nuances,
at that.
Everything.
I want to ask Rebecca this, because I know you're not a fan of these reality stars taking hosting gigs, because obviously Rebecca should, you know. I feel like if there was a TRL today, you would be that host, you know.
I Rebecca's would love to. That would be my dream
Rebecca's
job.
Rebecca is that talented. We
Where's
all know this.
TRL?
However,
we need it.
However, don't we think Evelyn could kind of hold down that type of show as well? Not that type of show. But
maybe
like
a 106 in Park, kind of like Roxy. But I don't know
right.
about
even
TRL.
But
so you're gonna compare her to your like icon?
Who's my icon?
Who is
you're
your icon?
You're my icon. Spicy.
Who is it?
Carson Daly.
Oh, Carson Daly. I do like Carson Daly.
You forgot your icon?
No. Carson Daly.
Next, you're gonna tell me you don't like J-Lo.
No. Those are my two icons, yeah. Okay, so now I don't even know what I was saying.
Oh, okay, so we were talking about Evelyn.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn,
hosting.
I don't. The thing about the
she just
so
has
good
longevity.
About Evelyn is like, you know, Evelyn is, she's like Fallon was saying, she's like the queen of quotes. She always like delivers, but like, we don't see enough of Evelyn in just like a kind of like chill, laid back situation. Cause like all we ever see is her talking about the other ladies.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if she, like, I don't know if I would want to listen to her like deliver music news to me. Plus, I think she's a little too old. Like, No. But like the TRL generation, the 106 in Park generation, well, TRL's gone, but like 106 in Park, it's a younger, you know, like,
it is.
She's for the younger
well,
after
better
school.
Than Roxy,
and they don't
but
give us enough positive, like you were saying, of her on the show. So we only see her portrayed in negative light.
Want free back on that
and
show.
So if she's not talking junk or starting some drama, we probably wouldn't want to tune in. Like,
I mean,
you
don't know. But that's why I'm like curious, because I'm excited for, you know, her and Ocho's spinoff, because
you want to see her
it's,
in a different light.
Gotta,
other
yeah,
than
it would
the
it's got to be something.
How will she be
as caring.
Vulnerable,
she's not going to be like
lover,
throwing bottles
you know
of wine.
Mother.
She
might
miss
it.
Because some of these characters, they do move on to their own show, and you don't really want to see it as much.
Yeah,
Bethany, I don't know if people love her show as much as when she was
we're watching Evelyn
yelling. I feel like Evelyn shows so much emotion that I would still be interested.
Well, you know what it is? Ocho, he's a character himself.
Mm-hmm. Thank
so
you.
The two of
he's
them
been
together.
On two reality shows.
Yeah, and she already knows how to play the game, so I know she's going to spice it up. Like, you know, we love Lala, but her and Carmelo, they're
womp
not
womp.
That. Exactly.
It's like now, drinking water.
Exactly. Evelyn and Ocho, they know how to play with fire.
That's
they
tequila.
Know how to. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So they'll spice it up. They'll
maybe Lala's not willing to do that.
Well,
though.
Lala, I think, like, one, like, Lala's very, like,
she
I
was
think
a
brand,
tiara host.
A brand,
she,
and
exactly.
She's,
exactly.
And she's brand conscious. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She know, like, this reality show didn't put Lala on. Lala got this reality
she
show
did
because
her radio
she was
show.
Already on.
She
because
did her radio
she already
show
did everything.
With
and then
Ludacris.
She
she's been at it, yeah.
You know, and then she happened to marry one of the
exactly.
biggest
so
MVP
players. So her brand isn't drama.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
being
Evelyn.
Who she is. Evelyn is drama. So.
Or I don't even know if it's, well, yeah, it's definitely drama, but as Evelyn likes to say, she's keeping it real. She's the realest
she,
bitch.
I'm sorry, she does keep it real. I believe everything that comes out of that girl's mouth. And she always looks good and put together. I can't ever talk mess about Evelyn and the way she looks. Every other person on the show, I'm like.
And you said she was over 35, and that body like that is definitely
amazing.
Not bad.
The first two, yeah. The first two episodes of the show, I kind of was over her. I was like, oh, this drama. But I'm really, really starting to like her. Like, she's entertaining. And at the same time, I feel like I can agree with her. You know, somebody called
right.
you loose on a show. Of course, you're going to go after them. So I
well,
just.
And she,
you
like,
look
I,
mad
I,
even just saying that.
But I like, though, that she wasn't even mad that she called her loose because she's
lies,
like, she's
lies.
Like, I own my shit.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like,
well, she said, she goes, Chad knows everything I've done. And she was ready to.
I mean,
say it all.
Hello, she's writing a book.
But
all
Kenya
about
wouldn't own it.
Loosely based. Exactly.
And that's what she doesn't like is lies.
And I appreciate
wait, what's the book's
that.
Name called?
The Wives Association.
Oh, got it. I thought you said it was loose something.
No, the Wives Association.
It's like, wow.
It's
really
not
just...
like, it's no. not, you know, it's not yeah. autobiographical, but it's loosely based on, you know,
got
the
it.
Experiences
oh.
she's had mm-hmm. and the relationship she's
it's
been
not her
in.
Life, but it's sort of her life.
Yeah.
Got it. Like,
you know.
Lauren from The Hills. Okay, well, yeah. so and let's like, do a commercial. Unless there's anything else we got to talk about with the bottle throwing, we're good?
No, I
okay.
think we're good.
Commercial, we'll do Fallon's top five quotes, and Rebecca has some news. You are watching the Basketball Wives After Show on AfterBuzzTV.com. Paul, take us away.
AfterBuzz TV. Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Hello, that is the question. What do you want to buzz about? One thing we want from you, because we do like 45, 50, 60 after shows here for all your favorite television programs. My only thing, Madi, like, and you know how I feel about this, we do all the work for you. So if you're a fan of what we're doing at AfterBuzz, go on our iTunes page and simply comment the page, rate the page.
Let us know what you love, what
so
you hate it.
Go on YouTube and type
even
in.
Even if you hate us.
Yeah.
Tell us if you hate us.
There's no
there's
way anyone could hate you,
us.
Rebecca Prince.
Like,
so
even if you hate us.
We're going to do Rebecca's news in a second. We, I believe, have some phone calls also. But Madi, you want to say one thing about the bottle throwing?
Oh, yeah. All I was going to say was that eventually, as Rebecca pointed out, after Evelyn had sipped her mojito, and you kept mm-hmm. saying that. Notice how she sips her mojito.
Because she does it every time before she goes off. She's like, wait one second, guys. I know that this might
parched.
Be a little crazy. I'm going to need some hydration.
She's
got to
replenish, yeah.
And then the pit bull attacks.
Bam.
Yeah, she is something
and
else.
She's an animal for real.
She'd be crazy without
no
the liquor.
She has no remorse.
But...
Like, I really feel that if that bottle would have landed, she would have been happy. I don't think that was staged.
Yeah.
I feel like
she
really going for blood.
Yeah.
My favorite
she
Evelyn
was.
Thing is she's unapologetically herself. That's just such a...
I just
want to
know how
that
expensive that wine was. Mm. I wonder if the
production's,
restaurant was, like,
production's
off.
Probably paying
like,
for it.
Oh, they're definitely paying for it. But, like, some of those restaurants, when you have, like, the wine sellers in the room, like, those are nice bottles of wine. Like, I mean, it doesn't... Of course, they're going to get their money, but it's like, ooh, damn. That was a good year.
I do believe
Lauren is calling
in. Okay, let's. We're gonna do your report too. But do we have any phone calls, Paul? I believe you stayed. Okay, let's do it. Basketball Wives, the after show. What's up? Hello.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyways, why don't you do your top five quotes of the night? Because I think.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Go for it.
The number five.
Okay.
Quote of the night is: all those bitches are corny, and that's from Kenya. Because as you heard,
to Jen,
everybody is saying bitch, 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 bitch.
She said it to Evelyn when Evelyn was going off. But
all right, let's take a phone call. After Buzz, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, did you watch Basketball Wives? Turn your radio down or turn your TV off or something.
I don't have a radio down. It's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Okay, yeah. Lauren, we're sort of pressed for time, so give us your Beyond the Drama report on tonight's episode.
Okay. You know what? I'm a little disappointed in the girls.
Of course. Okay.
Couldn't find much. We do have, of course, I know you guys are going to talk about Tammy and her
scare.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
So that's horrible.
Obviously. Yes, yes,
but
indeed.
I do hope that it brings the girls together. And I don't know, Rebecca, have the girls been tweeting about that at all? Or
No one's really tweeted about it. I mean, Tammy's people released a statement basically saying she did have to check herself into Cedars earlier last week because she had a mild heart attack. But beyond that, she hasn't really gone into specific details, and she's just sort of, you know, she made a club appearance in Atlanta this weekend.
She's
you know, obviously not too hurt, but she did tweet that she, you know, it was weird for her to be at a party and not have her Bud Light in hand, and she was just sticking to pineapple juice on the rocks for a while. So obviously she has to make some lifestyle changes, but beyond that, we don't have too much, you know, other information.
Right.
It wasn't a serious heart attack.
She definitely did. I saw a tweet that she made that she's like, you know, God has a way of bringing things into perspective. Mm-hmm. But then she made that appearance the next night. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. I hope that this is going to do something that changes her life around and
kind of shows
her that, like, you know, you putting out all that negative energy obviously is going to do something internally to you. So, you know, she's always quick to talk about somebody else and to say she doesn't like someone, and she's hurting herself. So,
well, and I'm sure this stuff will be brought up in her therapy sessions because obviously, you know, she was seeking help, so that means she is trying to make some progress in her life, but... You know,
we saw that on the preview for next week's episode where she's really sitting down with her mom and kind of opening up about what's happened in her life that, you know, is the reason why she is the way she is.
Yeah.
So
it's never too late to make that change for sure. Lauren, did you have any other stories and or just your overall thoughts of tonight's episode?
No, thanks for having me on, guys. And,
we love you.
And I love you guys so much.
Me too.
And just, you know, what was the name of this episode? It was Mindless Behavior, right?
No, we named it.
Mindless Behavior is the group.
Bitches and Bottles.
You see, VH1 doesn't name
because that's what it was about.
It reminds me of, for some reason, as I was watching Hunger Games the other night,
such a great movie, yes.
Was these girls and, like, how reality TV has just gone to such another level that I wouldn't be surprised if sooner or later these chicks are killing each other with bottles watching it.
I know nobody's died yet, right?
No.
It's gonna happen.
Well, Lauren,
this season,
VH1
is not gonna let that happen.
Well, Tammy will stop it in time.
Well, I mean, even Evelyn said, "Why y'all always stopping me?"
Exactly.
One time that bottle's gonna get through.
She's like, "We know what makes good TV, but we also can't. We have to protect our girls, our other cast members, and we're not trying to have you go to jail because you are our bread and butter."
If it ain't this show, it's gonna be the Mob Wives show.
Yes.
Nevertheless, Lauren, tell everyone where we can follow you on Twitter because you give us the most love and positivity, especially when you're talking about these crazy chicks on this show.
You can follow me at Lauren Love. So LaurenLuv. Follow me.
Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you so, so much. Okay, let's wrap up. Back to your five quotes real quick, because I know we got to jump
out
of here.
Number four is, your weave is starting to look like Tammy's. You're starting to be like Jen, and you upgraded the kitten heels to Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
And that was Ev to Kenya.
Yep.
Number three is, crazy people can only pretend to act normal for so long. That was...
Royce.
Royce
didn't say that?
No, Susie. That was Susie speaking of Kenya.
God, everyone's quote is about Kenya today.
It's the Kenya show, apparently.
Yeah.
Kenya needs to know she's not a diva status yet. She needs to sell more than 5 albums. That was Tammy speaking again.
I was
Kenya.
Snapping. Yeah. She said that. I was like, true that.
And the number one quote of the night okay. is, ready?
All right, go for it, go for it.
If you don't like me, too bad, bitch.
So see, we named it the right episode. Bitches and Bottles for episode number 7.
That was Ev to Kenya right before she threw a bottle at her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, too much.
She says, she's like, I'm going to make your life a living hell. And I was like, damn, I kind of believe you. Yeah. Every moment you get, you are going to torture this girl.
Oh, yeah. Evelyn is a piranha, and she's just about to attack Kenya for the rest of the season, probably. Let's hit the news music, and then Rebecca could fill us in on some stories.
News music.
Go ahead, Rebecca. Hollyhoops.net is where you can find all her stories.
All right, guys. So obviously throughout the show, we've been referencing Tammy's heart attack. She did have a mild heart attack last week. She went to Cedar. She got checked out. She's doing fine, making club appearances and just laying off the Bud Light. Then, of course, you know, the show is all about Kenya, and so is this news. We all know Kenya's crazy, and, you know, that she's going through a divorce right now, and her ex-husband is continuing to call her out. Not only did he say that, you know, Kenya was complaining about his spending, that he was spending money in Louis Vuitton and she's struggling to take care of their kids. So he released some detailed documents about what she spends, and it was a little crazy, but what the most noticeable expense on there probably was Kenya had $110,000 worth of plastic surgery getting ready for the Basketball Wives season.
All that,
so
that end result, what we're watching,
she needs to spend it on her weave.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
Is there a refund?
I was going to say, so what we're watching is actually an upgrade.
You know, like, yeah, she's, they didn't list specific procedures, but he listed the grand total of $110,000 on plastic surgery and the trips to LA to, you know, cover the expenses of the plastic surgery.
Well, here's the comments.
Hotels, recovery, whatever. So, you know, I don't know. She has 2 kids. Maybe she had a tummy tug, her boobs.
$110,000? She needs to look like Beyonce after that purchase.
So here's the comments we want on our YouTube and our iTunes page. Okay, Kenya had how much money?
$110,000.
What do you think Kenya still needs to get done? Because there is some work to be had.
She has to invest in her weave.
And a makeup artist. Yes. Her makeup always looks ashy.
And a choreographer.
And, okay, well, since we want to talk about vocal coaches and choreographers, also her single dropped today on iTunes. So if you are somehow a fan of Kenya's music, you can go buy her new single on iTunes today, which also happens to be her birthday. So,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kenya.
We have a heart. We have a heart.
So, you know, it was interesting to see that much money had been spent on plastic surgery. And, I don't know.
I guess
check your doctors out, people. That's my advice.
Those eyelashes, I complain about the way she looks every episode. Mm. I mean, Latisse, invest in it. invest in a better one. Makeup, get a makeup artist. Go to Evelyn's makeup artist.
I almost feel like that story's not true.
So, let me tell you, money on plastic surgery, and she looks like she looks currently. You guys don't think she looks good. So what did she look like prior to?
We need that photograph.
But that's the thing. I don't know if it's been like, you know, anything like facially that major that we would know. Maybe it's more body work after the babies. Who knows what it was?
That's true. She could have got the mommy makeover.
You know, teeth are expensive. That's like $20,000. So we don't know exactly what it was.
That's true. But, she might not have her face.
But her ex put her on Front Street and just let you know that this is, you know, this is not au naturel.
And he's allowed to say something. He got stabbed by her. So, you know, he's allowed to have an opinion.
Him in a box. You know what's funny?
If Lauren was here, she'd find the good and the beauty in Kenya and her bad surgery. Anyway, any other stories right there? I know we got to jump out of here.
No,
we got another show on
that's
deck.
That's kind of it. That's basically that's it.
Yes.
For
can we do a prediction of how many?
Let's cut the music and go to predictions. Yes.
Well, not so much the shows, but I guess the prediction
and
of
now,
how many.
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
So
that music always weirds me out.
Spooky, right?
Elvira-ish. What's the prediction of how many or how much she's gonna make or sell off her song on iTunes?
crickets.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Let's throw it out there. How much?
And let's make a wager, like a bet going on about how much. Whoever gets the closest.
Oh, we have crickets. That's awesome. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay, whoever gets the closest gets a free drink. I'm gonna say 10,000.
Wow. Really? That
because
much?
People are going to download it just because they're curious to hear it.
Mm. See, but I feel like they could go to YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, you don't need... I mean, why are you paying 99 cents for that?
Okay, well, I think that she's going to purchase 10,000 of these worth.
Her team. True. Her team is going to do it. Predictions on the show. Next episode, what are we going to think is going to happen? Evelyn continues to be a shark that she is.
Yeah, I mean, I predict they're going to say bitch 125 times.
Okay, yes. That's the word of the week.
I predict that Kenya is going to latch on to Jen even more and have her on her team and her side and go out with her mm-hmm. to these dinner debates.
And oh, just when gosh. I thought that Jen and Susie are like literally the most airhead-ish looking people on television, then if you have Jen next to Kenya, it's even worse. That's kind of how I see it. And we're going to see a lot of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think that that's a good compliment to Jen.
No,
it's not at all. So I'm really surprised that she's even befriending this girl. My prediction is that she too is going to turn on Kenya, because you know it's going to like whatever she did to everybody else is she's going to eventually do to Jen.
Oh, poor Kenya. Everyone don't like her. So we would welcome her on the couch. You know that'd be fun for her to tell her side of the story. Maybe
there's
some crazy editing. We're out of here, you guys. Thank you so much. Find Rebecca Prince on Hollyhoops.net and your Twitter.
At Rebecca Prince TV.
Yes.
Tweet me.
At Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes.
All right, that's for Fallon. For Spicy Mari.
Spicy _MARI.
All right, and follow us on AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV. And you can follow me personally at Ronnie Jr. Media. Basketball
See
Wives, keep
week.
The conversation going. Hit us up on iTunes. We appreciate it.
I predict 10,000.
Oh, okay, we'll see. We'll talk to you next week about that.
I said 10,000.
Right. She said 100,000.
No, 10,000.
Okay. We're out of here.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.